Welcome to the Josephine County Rural Planning Commission. Would you please stand and join me in saluting the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Man, I don't think I've ever screwed that up before. The meeting of the Josephine County Planning Commission will be conducted according to the Josephine County Land Use Hearing Rules as they apply to legislative actions. A summary of the rules follow. The planning staff will identify and explain the laws and procedures governing this action. If you believe any of the laws or procedures cited are not identified, followed, or correctly applied, you must raise the issue to the chair for a ruling. Clearly raising a legal or procedural issue in order to be understood by the commission and participants will prevent a later appeal of the action. All participants are free to express their views about whether the proposed legislation is good policy or appropriate use of county resources. Any person who participates in this hearing may receive mailed notice of the Planning Commission's final decision by requesting the notice in writing. If the decision is appealed to the Board of County Commissioners or the Board of Commissioners initiates its own review, anyone who participated in this hearing and provides a mailing address will receive notice of the board's hearing. Participants are obliged to know and follow the rules and procedures. The planning staff present has a copy of the rules. The first item on the agenda is 3.1, update chapter 19.33, appeal of decisions, chapter 19.50, basic provisions, chapter 19.56, final plats, chapter 19.61, rural residential zones, chapter 19.71, lot size and shape, chapter 19.73, fences, walls, and screens. Does anyone object to the jurisdiction of the commission to hear this matter? There being none, Josephine County Code sets following time limits. Since there's nobody here, we're not going to worry about it. The laws and procedures applicable to the legislation items shall be presented by the planning staff. Would you please?
Hi, my name is Veronica Brown. I'm an associate planner with Josephine County Planning. Today, we have mostly updates to the code that are pretty small, most of which are either fixing prior mistakes that were just left out, or there's a couple that are resolving conflicts with different ORSs, which I will note as we go through it. So we will be updating the sections that were stated, 19.33, 19.50, 19.56, 19.61, 19.71, and 19.73. The Planning Commission review authority is under section 19.46.020.B. The Planning Commission shall make the final decision. I believe it may have been partially misstated on the staff report, but the slide is correct. So Planning Commission will be making the final decision since this does not include farm or forest lands. The decision to approve or deny the code amendment will then be forwarded to the board with a recommended ordinance. The board authority will be to implement the amendments of the county's comprehensive plan through ordinance. The action to adopt the ordinance or not cannot be appealed at the local level. So for the first change to 19.33.130 remand hearings, it's just to resolve the conflict with ORS 197.797.7. Which just states if there's new evidence, who can provide the new evidence, who may raise new issues, et cetera. For 19.50.100, it's changing the timeline limit from 4 years to 6 years, which was recommended I believe by the Planning Commission at one point. Additionally, I'll have comments at the end that were submitted afterwards referring to this, But there's also under 19.56050, there was the removal of the not required for property line adjustment in regards to subdivision guarantees. There was also the recommendation from Peter Allen, the county surveyor, that subdivision guarantees should also be expanded to include the verbiage of public records report. However, staff has would like to bring up the issue that that might be confusing with the public records request forms that we have, since they're so similar, they're only one word different. So that is a suggestion that was provided. The next change for 19.61.020 is to resolve another conflict with ORS 329A.600, which is just changing the family daycare dwelling limit from 13 to 16, so increase of 3. For 19.71.010, the verbiage was added for only in subdivisions to A1 and adding deficient, so only in subdivisions, not more than 20% of the deficient lots. And then removal of A3, which is a written statement from the Department of Environmental Quality. That is no longer needed. And then in section C, there is the removal of public road right-of-way, rail right-of-way, and the addition of the verbiage or the language of, however, any property sold or granted for state highway, county road, city street, or other right-of-way purposes shall continue to be considered a single unit of land until the property is further subdivided or partitioned. This was, again, to resolve the conflict with another ORS, the ORS being 92.0109D. For 19.73.030, the added language for the site obscuring fences under 1A is actually an unintentional previous removal that was meant to be left in the entire time, so we're just bringing it back into the code to resolve that issue. And then there were some comments received. The main comments being from Peter Allen, the county property line surveyor. It's a long comment. Do you want me to read all of it or just kind of summarize it?
Okay. Summarizing is fine, I think.
Okay. Essentially, he says that he doesn't see an issue with the 6-year time limit and thinks that 10 years is pushing it out too far. The reason he references 10 years is because that is the Oregon limit by state law, is a maximum of 10 years for the subdivision time limits that we had referenced earlier, changing from 4 to 6 years. It was proposed by, I believe, John West, that there should be no time limit, which is one of the other comments that we received. He says along the lines, I believe there should be no deadline for a subdivision to expire once it has been approved. The subdivision runs with the land, not the person. Many factors should be considered. There could be a death in the family, economy could tank, or other factors that could be in play. This is no cost to the county, as all fees and costs will be paid at approval. By putting an expiration time, it only hinders and could be detrimental to the developer and family. I say no time limit. Thanks, John West. And so Peter is saying that since we have the state law of 10 years as the maximum, he thinks that that is pushing it out a bit too far, and that 6 would be a good compromise time, essentially, from what we have now of 4 to the state limit of 10, and that extensions, which we already offer, are a way for applicants to lock in and approve development for an extended period. Let's see. He says, from the survey and plat standpoint, the final plats and monumentation I work with would have to be current as of the time of platting, which is usually going to happen near the end or culmination of a project. He also says the surveyor's stamp and signature would just need to be current as of the plat and recording dates. He then goes on to say, from an engineering standpoint, yes, there may be some code or design criteria changes that happened during this time, but are they significant enough to drastically change the design of a project? Maybe, but that's a hard call to make when trying to predict the future. As for stamps by engineers on their plans, again, they would just need to be current at the time of design, review, and approval of the plans. We were going to have Neil Burgess, I think is how you say his last name, sorry if I said it wrong, who is a county engineer with Public Works, but he had prior commitments that he had to go to instead today. But he was bringing up essentially the same concern about the engineer stamps only being good for a certain amount of years and how that would affect the time limit that we have and that we are proposing. So the recommendation of Josephine County Planning is for the Rural Planning Commission to approve the proposed amendment changes. Any questions?
Go ahead.
So the time limit, the state has a time limit on projects for 10 years, is that correct?
Yeah, so I believe it was specific to subdivisions. It has a 10-year maximum for that time limit that can be allowed.
Can we sidestep the state and say we want more time as a county?
I don't think so.
So it's a state mandated time limit?
Yes. Yeah, the maximum of 10 years is what is mandated by the state, but it is up to the local jurisdictions to decide if they want to do anything shorter than that.
Could you do a 10-year extension and then have a something through the county to extend it more, like a 2-year extension after that?
So 10 years is the maximum time that they allow with extensions.
With extensions, okay.
Okay, Teresa?
I was fine with the six. I didn't feel like it was arbitrary, and we had discussed it earlier, I believe. And I think that forever is kind of ridiculous. That's just my opinion.
Jeff? It's Jeff, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm still learning.
Oh, it's okay.
Only second time I've seen you, so.
I forgot your name, so.
Ron.
I am so bad with names.
It takes a while.
That's all right.
Go ahead. What do you got?
How long is the engineer's stamp good for?
2 years.
Okay, so you're actually at 6 years, you're letting it expire by 4 years. So what's the difference between 4 years and 8 years? If it's expired, it's expired. And in the overall planning of the communities that has to go on, when a subdivision is set aside, that property is set aside, what does it matter if it goes 10 years?
Let me ask a question first, because what she read, if I heard it correctly or not, is that it only has to be until the plan is approved. After the plan is approved, then the stamp is a non-factor. Is that correct?
Now, this is where our county engineer was going to testify tonight on the engineering stamps, which is the biggest concern. He talked to me at length about it. The concern is these engineering stamps, the subdivisions literally, if the subdivision were drawn up by an engineer, the whole plan is expired when that stamp expires. They would have to be all drawn up again and taken through some sort of process. We have a process called a time extension. That's where we get to look at these plans over again. So right now, as it stands today, a tenant plan approval subdivision is 2 years. So you go your 2 years, can't make it, then you come back in and then you file a time extension. Time extension is for 2 more years. So that's where that, the 2 year was a number that was devised from these expiration of engineering stamps, surveying stamps. Every 2 years, these professionals have to renew their stamps, make sure they get enough credits and move through the process, continuing education. So that's the problem with going too far out. Pretty soon, your project is going to start getting so far out there. An engineer, really, it would be up to an engineer to decide, do I want to continue this project? I mean, I did this 5-6 years ago or whatever, and that's where our county engineer started bringing in concerns that could create an issue later.
Okay, go ahead.
So the county engineer has to go to the original engineer at the end of the 2-year term and have it recertified?
We do.
You recertify it?
Planning. Actually, when you come in for a time extension, we look at the project. We submit it out to everyone again. You know, maybe Public Works said you have to build to these road standards, to these plan types, those kind of things, which also change over time. So any time extension, we basically look at the project from anew, and any changes in state law or anything, that project it will be responsible for bringing it up to any changes in order to approve that time extension.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
So if the state has a mandated 10-year limit.
Yeah, that's as far as we can go.
They also, on state projects, can't go over 2 years without a revisit.
I assume so. Who knows? You know, I can only speak for the county level, what we have here. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So if we right now it's 2 years, and you got to file for an extension to go for another 2 years, and at the 4-year time limit, you're done if you don't have anything done.
Yeah.
So if you went 10 years, so we don't have to revisit anything. At 10 years, it's over with anyway if you don't have it done. So there's no time extensions, there's no sending anything out to engineers, there's no re-engineering. Mm-hmm. And I think at the time that you get this approved, whatever the rules are at that time and what you did, regardless of what Public Works or anybody else wants to add into the picture, if you got it approved at that time, that's what you got approved for. That's your standards that you use to get that project done. And that's why I think it's very important to know that if someone spends $1 million or $500,000 or whatever, and you can spend $1 million on a project getting it approved, That's a lot of money to throw down the tubes in 2 years or 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, and like John West, I think he's right. When the thing tanks and your economy tanks and things fall, which it's probably going to fall again pretty quick here, Then what? You lose it all. You got to do it again. It's not fair. It doesn't. There's an unfair policy there that needs to be fixed, and that's why I think it should be an unlimited time limit myself.
Sure.
But if the best thing we have is 10 and that's all we can do, I think we need to shoot for the most that we can get, because we don't want to restrict builders, subdivisions, and anybody with any more restrictions than the state already puts on us. So if the state says we can do 10, we need to do 10. That's my take on this. Let's not get it restrictive. Let's not restrict it more. Because, man, it's hard enough to do things. And the price of housing around here is so outrageous because of all the restrictions. The more we remove, the more the housing prices are going to go down, the more people can, you know, have affordable housing for people. So that's my take on that. So,
Justin?
I don't really have a strong feeling either way, knowing that when they come back in 2 years that they have to meet the new road standards and have it all recertified. I mean, you know, it seems that if you come in with an approval and it's stamped, regardless of when that stamp expires, that was a snapshot in time as to when that was approved. You got your approval, so you met the standards at that point. So if they're doing extensions and then having to renotice and, you know, make sure Public Works and everybody else is okay with it, 6 years, 10 years, whatever. I mean, having known Pete for as much as that I have and have worked with him, I would kind of defer to his comments and his expertise. But again, I don't have a strong feeling either way. So,
not being a contractor, I don't really have a strong feeling. But I know Ward has brought it up, and
and I've worked with a lot of contractors, and it is an issue. And some jurisdictions do allow that. Can we do that? We can recommend it, send it up because it's going to BCC anyway. If you get it approved, then you build under the approval as what it was at that time. You know, unless it's something drastic, like the state's going to pass the new fire codes coming in the first of the year, you're going to have 5/8 firewall, drywall on the outside of your building if you do any construction. So that starts, I think, January 1st. So just one of the things I know is coming, but, you know, if you're approved now,
so
how does that affect you?
Planning Commission actually needs to make the final decision on it since it does not include farm or forest lands.
So.
Considering your expertise in that area?
The reason I chose 6 years is because we already have 6 years on another chapter in your code book, which is site plan reviews and CUPs, 6 years. That's where they're at right now. We used to have a tentative plan approvals, which is land divisions. So we got site plan reviews, conditional use permits, land divisions over here. These guys are already doing 6 years. These are 6 years time limits on there. So a while ago when the economy went down in 2008, the county commissioner said, what can we do to help out? And I think maybe even Ward was a part of that process. And what we did is we added 6 years. We said, okay, we'll do 2 more years, but put a sunset on that, that it would only be for this period to this period. That sunset expired about 2 years ago, and now we're back down to 4. So where do the 6 years come from? That's where it generates from. I'm just matching both sides of projects. Now, when I heard about the no limit, I went, okay, no limit. Then we researched the state statutes. Sure enough, 10 years for subdivisions, that's the limit. I could go either way from the plan. How I'm going to structure that, the problem is that we need to do it here. This is not going to the board. The board is going to approve these amendments. This is the body who's going to make this decision on this thing. So how do we write this up? Well, a few ideas. We can go with a tentative plans are good for 4 years, and then they go through time extensions times 2, 4, 6, 8. 10, whatever. There's different ways we can get there. If we want to keep time extensions in the works, we need a starting place. We need, what is the initial time period for tentative plans? Is it going to be 6, 8? And then we can take another look at them, do a time extension for the last 2 years until it ends right there. These are ideas I'm throwing at you. Staff, I think we're fine either way with whatever you come up with. But the language, this is the part that might take us time this evening, or we might settle on the language. We can bring it back to the next Planning Commission meeting, which is already scheduled. So we have some, or you can do it all here tonight and get it done. So that's where I'm at.
So it would be acceptable to say something like the 6-year term with no more than 2 2-year extensions, not to exceed the state maximum, something like that.
Yeah, we can do that, and we're pretty good. We can write that up and have it, you know, solid for this evening if you want.
I mean, that way everybody wins. You got your 6 years relative to the other code, but we got the 10 years the state, so people don't feel trapped.
So they can go out to
it.
Do you have some ideas?
So I had sort of an idea just for thought. We could maybe implement some sort of substantial development in that so that if you do start making progress towards it, that would kind of lock it in more once you have it approved versus someone who gets their subdivision approved, doesn't touch it for 10 years at all, and then wants to have the same approval that they had 10 years ago.
Exceeds the 10 years, then it's no longer a valid permit use, right, or whatever you call it.
Then we would have to make some sort of standard for what kind of progress has been made. So that might be adding more
We already have that in the code.
We do.
To some degree.
Board?
So what I'm seeing here is that why have to have any extension revisited at all? I would like to see this at 10 years, and there's no revisit. If they don't have the subdivision done, it's over with. It's done. You can't redo it. If they want it, then they got to do their own, you know, get that reapproved, I guess, which is a lot of work. But why make and bring up all the rules and re-notify everybody every 2 years? To me, I think I'd like to have it just a 10-year limit, and that's done. And if you don't have it done, that's done. I think that's that would eliminate a lot of back and forth and having to, you know, reapprove it, basically, which I don't know why we have to reapprove. Once you get something approved, it should be approved, period. You know, there's no, because at that point, at that time frame and that time in life, we had that approved with these standards, and that's the standards we should use for those 10 years. You know, if it changes after that, in the next 10 years, you want to redo it again, things change. Now you got to up whatever the new zone changes are and wait what you need. So that's where I'm at on this. I think do not restrict people any more than we have to. And the state, if the state is saying 10 years, and the state's restrictive on most everything they do for us, let's use that 10 years. I think that's important. So it's a huge factor. In this economy, in this world we're in right now, things change so quick. I can see this economy, you know, I hate to be a doomsday guy, but I think it's going to fall like a rock pretty quick. You know, and then people that have subdivisions done, they can't do it. You can't afford to do them. And you got to stop. And until the economy comes back up, and that's a long time sometimes. And this next one could be a long time. So I think it's very important. I mean, if someone invests the time and all the energy to put a subdivision together and get it approved, we need to honor them with, you know, all of that we can to help them. That's my take on this.
You have something, Jeff?
Yeah, I think that the only reason that would present a problem is because of the liability associated with the wet stamp, right? I mean, if there is no legal authority in the stamp on the permitted project, you have to look at it again. I mean, that's, trust me, I know this from experience because I went through it. And I did it in the city in Grants Pass, and I was a year and a half in litigation before I could build my project, and it cost me an enormous amount of money. And the state got involved because there's a natural fish habitat through the property. And so there's reasons for that safeguard, and I think that they should be adhered to. As a developer, you go into things understanding what's involved, and there's always ancillary stuff that has to be dealt with. But part of the obligation of the building department, the planning department, is to ensure that the community has some say in the matter too. So I'm kind of torn. I mean, I appreciate your position, and I'm kind of that way too. It's, man, I paid all this money to get it done, but there has to be some stopgap measure that says we need to revisit this to make sure this is appropriate for the current standards. And there's no legal authority now in the stamp. So I say the 6 year plus the extra two extensions is kind of a compromise for the whole deal, because they're going to have to look at it regardless.
Is there a... probably throw it more to you guys than the commission, but the stamp is good for 2 years, but where does the code come from that says the plan expires when the stamp expires?
It doesn't. The code doesn't say when the stamp expires, the project expires. What it is, it's purely in another room. It's the engineering side of things. The engineers design the roads, the slopes, the turn radiuses, and all that stuff. As soon as that stamp expires, those plans are null and void at that point in time. So new ones need to be drawn up. So
where I was going is, and I wish Neil was here to answer these questions better, so we'd have the engineer to answer them. But if I'm just throwing things out here, but if, because most people will renew before it expires, so they have a concurrent stamp and not a dead zone between stamps. So if they re-stamped before the expiration of the plan or the expiration of their stamp date, that it would allow that to continue as a valid plan.
When we do time extensions, and typically what we ask for with the time, because most of these plans are already expired, the stamps are gone. What we ask for is that engineer submit a usually it's a two-page letter, basically verifying what he did here is still valid today, and he puts a stamp on that letter, and then it carries it forward.
Is that done before or after the expiration?
It depends on the person. Did they submit it before it expired or after? We do this during the time extension application process. So
that's what I'm saying. If they did it before the expiration, then there would be no question about the validity of the plan.
Correct.
It sounds a little bit of a flaw in our ruling or planning with that stamp and the engineering stamp, because after 2 years, right now we have 4 years we can do a project for before it expires.
Yeah, 2 years and a time extension where we do the validation on those stamps.
So I don't recall ever, because I've done building, of course, mm-hmm. and stuff. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a stamp on a redo a stamp. My engineering never sent me a bill to say, hey, we looked over your plans. We had to re-engineer everything to make mm-hmm. sure and stamp it again. Yeah. I've never had that. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, the plans, I don't see the plans change. What we do require is that letter, that this stuff is still valid today. Yeah, that's a part of your application for a time extension.
So it really doesn't matter if it's 2 years, 6 years, 8 years, or 10 years on that, really.
Correct.
So
as long as he's recertified.
So
as long as he's revalidating it, and who's he doing that through? I mean, if he's doing it in his office, just stamping it, we don't know about it.
Right. It has to be filed with the Planning Commission. But what I'm saying is if they do it before the expiration of the existing stamp, then it should be good to carry on without having to recertify everything else.
You know, we approve subdivisions, and we have for quite a while as a Planning Commission. I don't ever recall having that part of the, you know, you think that would be part of the
conversation
that, hey, you got to know that you got to have the stamp approved every 2 years or you're not going to, that has never been, I don't think that's been part of our discussion ever, but I think it's important to bring that up because that's an important fact to people. And I think it could be handled. And I think
it's always in your conditions. It's usually the last line in your list of conditions. It's a timeline and tells you what you need to do.
Right, it's just never been verbally expressed. Right.
Okay, this is an interesting topic, and I think it's important, and I think, you know, I'm glad we visit this tonight for sure, and I think I'm still in a less restrictive mode, so that's where I'm going to think it's important to be. So, and I know you said you'd like to maybe do six and then two and two, but maybe we can do 8 years and then revisit it, and then that gives them 2 years to do whatever they need to do.
Well, the difference between 2 years.
Turn your mic on.
Nothing. It's all the same process.
Jeff.
You're right.
The difference between 2 years, where it begins the extension process, is really just a matter of adding two more extensions on the end. It doesn't change anything. That's kind of arbitrary. But to say that it's that our standard is 6 years because it comports with the other parts of the code. And we're going to go with that and then continue with the state mandated. I think because once you get to the 2 years, you got to do the process every 2 years. So yeah, and if somebody's going to sit on a piece of property, prime property in town, that can do 20 houses for 10 years, he's a fool, and maybe he ought to lose the permit.
Well, it's. I think most we're talking about is in the county, right? This is all county, not
correct.
Not anything in the city. So, and so I think we need to look at this. I think, you know, it's got to be looked at again eventually. If you do the extension in, let's say, 8 years, you've got to make sure everything's up to date at that point before you get granted your next extension.
Engineers need to come in and they need to submit those letters saying the plan I approved 8 years ago is still solid.
So if you have a subdivision and the guy's sitting on it right now and it's 2 years go by, 4 years go by, but then at the fifth year he says, I want to do something with this, it's time. Mm-hmm. So then he comes into the planning office and says, I want to get this done, and you'll say, hey, let's look at the plans, let's make sure everything is current, let's make sure you've got your engineer stamp at that point. So that's where I think that comes in. It doesn't mean you have to do it every 2 years. You just do it when you're going to do, and that might be some of the language in this, when you start your actual subdivision, that's when you get your engineering brought up to snuff and your extension or whatever you want. You might have to call it something else, but you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Because why go every 2 years and you're not going to do anything on it? If you know, might as well wait till you're actually going to build on it or push dirt. So,
Jeff?
Yeah, is the 2 year clock something you keep?
Oh yeah.
Right. Because I remember that verbiage vividly in the package of stuff that I got from the city when I did the project. And the practical application of those codes and stuff is the same. When you're doing a development, they want to make sure that you have crossed your I's and dotted your T's, right? Or the other way around. And so that, I remember that. And then they, after I thought I had completed everything, they came back with another list for me to complete. And it's just part of the process. So you keep a time clock. Even if they don't, you send them letters. Or you let them know. Is there some affirmative action taken?
Their approval actually has the time limits right on there. We don't have to, it tracks itself more or less.
Yeah, county shouldn't need to babysit them. They do the application, they should know.
One more thing that I'll bring to light, and it's just a consideration, and that is a concern wasn't officially put in, but I think it's warranted that we also think about when we do these subdivisions, we notice all the neighborhoods, right? We notice everyone around them.
Correct.
So everyone knows that, oh my gosh, there could be a subdivision. Go through the process, right? They testify, and then they have an approval. If our time limits get out too far, and I was actually kind of understanding the 10-year limit, and that is properties change hands over time. And now you got a new owner who's sitting out there, and empty lot, and you know, 2 years, 3 years goes by, boom, and then he sees all the tractors and the streets and everything. I had no clue there was a subdivision going in here. So that's another reason the time limit shouldn't go too far out. That we want to make sure that the citizens have that involvement on what's going on in their neighborhoods. It's just another thing to think about as you talk about these things.
We've had that come before us before. Yeah. Real estate agents came and complained because somebody built something and said, well, you know they were building it, right? Well, yeah. Well, you didn't tell your client? No. That's your problem, not mine. Right. Right.
Yeah.
We've had issues where they did not notice the new buyers, and then they complained because somebody was doing something, and it's, I got no heartburn for that. So, I like the idea of if the stamp is redone before it expires, that it continues and the plan doesn't have to get, truly, if they stamp and send the letter that you get now, same process, but if they do it before the expiration of the stamp, then the thing can just keep rolling.
But the rule right now, I know that if you have a subdivision or you got something approved and you go in 3.5 years, you can get it extended at 3.5 years. So it doesn't have to be every 2 years.
That's correct. Actually, that is written in the code that you could come in after your tentative plan can expire, and then we have language in the code that says you can come in and apply for that time extension anytime during that period. Which is an interesting concept too, because how does that play into all this?
Right, and so if you had it at 6 years, it's still okay because you're not, you know, see what I, you got to have it at that time when you come in and say, I'm going to start the subdivision, I'm starting to push dirt, I want to do this. That's when you can come in and they will say, okay, you need to file a, you know, or you do your, bring your plans up to the stamp or whatever you need.
Right, and the developer has to understand there is a sunset and a time limit, so you have to have completion by X number. So, and the developers know that.
Well, you have to have it started and substantial development, right? Is that what it says?
That's one track, yeah. You can start your project, and let's just say it stalled on you, but you put enough into that project to justify substantial development. So now that project is vested. It Perfect. Will never expire never. After so. That point.
Perfect.
I think that's a great
point. I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Started.
Yes, correct.
It's all up to his commitment.
Well, in the economy.
We understand that. This one's going to tank soon, so.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else have anything to say? What do you want the ordinance to say? I mean, we're writing it.
I would like to have it. If the maximum is 10 years, we should write it for 10 years and give a developer that puts all his effort and time into it and money at least that much. So if you want to do it, you know, Jeff said 6 years plus and then have it reviewed in another 2 years, that's okay too with me. I think I could live with that. I would, less revisiting the better is what I'm going to say, but you know what, it's that would work as well. I'm not opposed to that.
Anyone else have any feelings on that subject?
I like Jeff's idea of the 6 years and then two extensions of 2 years apiece. Yeah.
That works for me. Teresa, you agree?
Works for me as well.
Okay, so we have a general consensus on the committee that 6 years with two extensions. The stamp, do you feel it's okay or just leave it the way it is, or do you want to have them?
I'd leave it the way it is right now.
Okay. Then I'm okay with that. So, I don't know that we need anything else. As soon as they're done talking, we'll try and make a motion if they don't have anything else.
One more thing. I actually forgot to mention, in addition to Peter's comments, he had one slight suggestion for something else as well. Sorry. For 19.56.06A, it references the order in which final plats are signed. I know it's not on the staff report, I'm sorry. I will read you what it says, though. Final plats shall be reviewed using the following procedures. A, general procedures. Final plats for various land divisions shall be reviewed, approved, and recorded subject to the following general procedures. And then it lists in order where it goes to be signed. So the following county officials in the order listed below shall review and approve or record final plats for land divisions. A, the planning director. B, the surveyor. C, the assessor. D, the board of commissioners. And E, the county clerk. Peter's suggestion is that currently we have the surveyor signing off first, and then the planning director signs off after that. So we should swap A and B, so that instead of reading director, then surveyor, it reads surveyor, then director.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
We can accept that. No other discussion? Then you want to make the motion, Ward?
Sure.
Item 3.1.
Report one, that we will have an, let's see, how should we report this?
6 year time frame.
Year time frame with two year extensions, period. And that's it on that.
Do not exceed the state.
No, yeah, you don't have to put that in the motion though. Yep.
So that would be my.
Okay, we have a motion.
One second.
We have a second by Jeff. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Ockenden?
Yes.
Commissioner Gendelsberger?
Yes.
Oh, Commissioner wait. In your motion, you did not make to add the swapping. So let's correct that before we do our vote. Peter Allen swapped the director and the surveyor.
Is there a number we need to reference or just say we're going to swap the surveyor with the planning director?
19.56050.
Yeah, 19.56.060.
19.56.060.
Okay. So let's add that to the motion, please.
So the motion will read item number or the ordinance number 19-56-060. We're going to swap the
surveyor and planning director
with the planning director as well.
Okay, still seconded by Jeff. Now let's do roll call again.
Commissioner Ockenden?
Yes.
Commissioner Gendelsberger?
Yes.
Commissioner Mundell?
Yes.
Commissioner Cook?
Yes.
Commissioner Wright?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay. Report of the planning director?
All I have tonight is just a recap of what's coming up on your schedule, and I have some dates here. So thank you this evening for getting us through this one. I knew time limits would be a big issue for us, so I'm glad we were talked that through. Thank you, Ward, for bringing that forward, too, and it was really your asking that got that process started.
Thank you.
And that should help out a lot of developers, in my opinion, out there.
I think it would.
It's a good start. It's a very good start. Okay, so I'm just going to read off some scheduling, some events coming up here for you. The next land use hearing for you is September 19th, Monday, 6 p.m. This is a comp plan amendment. The Public Works Department wants to incorporate the newest transportation system plan into your comp plan. So we were going to have a hearing to get that process done.
I will not be here.
On September 19th, okay. Teresa, so Teresa's vice chair, she'll take the helm if that's fine.
Mostly the rest of you have to be here.
That document is quite large. Did we send that out yet?
I haven't seen it.
I'm looking at you and you're looking at me, so it's going to be on my shoulders. And then Public Works will be presenting that. Either Rob Brandes or Eric Hesacker will be here to do that for us.
Make Rob do it.
The October 3rd, we have a PUD to look at.
Kayla.
With Kayla, yes, 6 p.m. October 17th, we have a comp plan zone change, and we have Tammy Smith will be handling that project. And the one that's the newest and on here is October 24th. This is the text amendments for the psilocybin mushrooms, the time, place, and manner regulations. County Legal has reached out to us and said that in the event that the psilocybin passes if it passes, it's denied. If it doesn't pass, it's going in. So, we want to have regulations ready to go in the event that it is now allowed in Josephine County. So County Legal will be a part of that presentation. We've already started kicking around these time, place, and manner regs. But I think it's a just-in-case scenario. So we're putting a lot of work out there ahead of the election. But we want to at least get it started because of all the time limits. This program starts January 3rd, I think it is. So we need to get going and make sure we're ready for either direction on that one.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
The time that the planning office puts in for the cannabis industry,
yes.
How much time do you guys, and your percentage-wise, puts into that alone?
Could say this past 2 years, it's a bulk of the planning time.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. It's definitely taken a lot of efforts. If I add in code enforcement and solid waste and those other, it is, yes, it
it's
does
quite
take,
wild.
It
yeah.
takes quite a bit of
it's
time.
Very, it's a very costly thing to our county, what's happened.
Yeah.
So.
So,
do we have any update on the revisit of the charter?
The revisit of the charter?
For the Planning Commission.
Okay. I do not have an update.
Okay. Could you ask legal for that?
Sure. Sure. Absolutely.
Our charter was like 40 years old and has never been updated, so I have requested that it be evaluated and...
For the whole county?
For the Planning Commission.
Just for the Planning Okay.
Yeah, there's a section for Planning Commission that's in there.
And it came into effect when there's two separate sections in there, and one says that you must have seven bodies, and then you have another section that says you must just have a simple majority. So they conflict with each other. So if we've only got five people on the Planning Commission and we have a simple majority, then we have a quorum. If it's seven bodies, we don't have a quorum. So I've asked for clarification to keep us from doing something that somebody's going to get mad at. It's not our fault, but that's where we're at.
So the question posed, we have already asked the question of county legal on the question about seven people and what's a quorum, and they read the charter and it said four is a quorum. That's what county legal has told us.
Right. Yeah. But the charter still needs to be updated to reflect
Correct.
That
and
get
it,
rid of that
if it
conflict.
Needs to be, then that's the part that I will get back to you on. We know what it is. We want to see if it can be changed.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen seven seats up here in quite some time. Correct? Yeah. It's been years.
Used to be nine when I joined.
Yeah.
There were seven and two alternates in the crowd, and they were always here.
Yeah. Thank you guys for
I've been here forever.
For being here.
When I sent in my application, it was expedited.
Quick.
I said, what?
That's all I have tonight. For each.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any commission have anything? Meeting adjourned.